Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Meghan Markle must be pleased after winning a summary judgment when it comes to the misuse of private information and copyright infringement. Meghan issued a passionate statement following the judgment, saying she was grateful to the courts for holding Associated Newspapers and the Mail on Sunday to account for their illegal and dehumanizing practices. She went on to say, "These tactics and those of their sister publications, Mail Online and the Daily Mail, are not new. In fact, they've been going on far too long without consequence. For these outlets, it's a game. For me and for so many others, it's real life, real relationships, and very real sadness. The damage they have done and continue to do runs deep." She also said that she hopes the case creates legal precedent that you cannot take somebody's privacy and exploit it in a privacy case as the defendant has blatantly done over the past 2 years. "I share this victory with each of you because we all deserve justice and truth, and we all deserve better." A spokesperson for Associated Newspapers Limited said, "We are very surprised by the summary judgment and disappointed at being denied the chance to have all the evidence heard and tested in open court at a full trial. We are carefully considering the judgment's contents and will decide in due course whether to lodge an appeal." In not as good news for the Sussexes, Prince Harry has been warned not to expect his beloved military titles to be restored by the Queen. Royal correspondent Roya Nicker told the Royal Beat that any change to this arrangement was unlikely. She said, "Those of us that speak to Buckingham Palace regularly have been briefed very clearly that this is not going to happen." Daily Mirror Royal editor Russell Myers added, "I can't see that he can. He can't be this 1 foot in and 1 foot out. They are honorary titles, and you need to be a member of the working royals." Royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliam spoke to express.co.uk about the likelihood of changes to Harry's military roles. He said, "There's no doubt that would mean a lot to him. Remember that no one else has taken them on, so at the moment this is on ice. Whether they'll be restored, we simply don't know how that will play out." Meanwhile, the Mirror shares how wonderful Kate Middleton saved Prince William. Angela Levin, author of Harry, Biography of a Prince, explains that William was going through a difficult time when he met Kate. "I think that Kate has helped save William. I think it was very difficult for him, coming out of a dysfunctional family, losing his mum so young, and I think he was in a very difficult place. She has really encouraged him. Her whole life is to make him happy, I think. She found things that really make him feel important and worthy, rather than just going to cut ribbons. I think she has helped him to be a husband by introducing him to her own family a lot and spending time with a normal family and being a dad. Just wonderful." Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Guardian is calling for Her Majesty to be Queen Elizabeth the Last. Columnist Polly Toynbee writes, "The Queen is less of a constitutional monarch than we thought. This week, The Guardian revealed how she has used her Queen's consent powers to vet more than 1,000 laws before they reach Parliament. I'm not sure why she is at such pains to keep her money secret. Everyone knows she has astronomic wealth beyond her subjects' imagining, and a few noughts, more or less, makes no difference to monarchists. The Paradise Papers leaked to The Guardian show she personally had millions in the offshore tax havens of Bermuda and the Cayman Islands, those shameful last remnants of her lost empire. But none of that reflects the real damage the monarchy inflicts on us. It's not their money nor their abuse of power, but their very existence that ambushes and infantilizes the public imagination, making us their subjects in mind and spirit. The Crown, the Queen, and countless lesser dramatizations remind us how transfixed we are, as the soap opera of royal births, weddings, divorces, and deaths marks the timeline of our own lives. Little girls dressed as princesses are seduced early by the magic of majesty. Abroad, they gaze in amazement at the extent of the British royal fetish and its corollary, a House of Lords where ermine is corruptly purchased by party donations. Brexit was an outcrop of this sovereignty fallacy, though now we discover we can no more control our borders than rule the waves. Fishers found out the hard way. Shakespeare is partly to blame, not just John of Gaunt's wild romanticizing of British exceptionalism, but history plays so great that the rise and fall of kings are elevated in our imagining with a depth and meaning that overshadows the absurdity of modern monarchy. It hardly matters what they are like, but for those like Dominic Cummings, obsessed with the genetic determinants of intelligence, the royal family is a pretty good rebuttal. If centuries of privileged breeding and top education still produces very ordinary people interested in horses, corgis, fishing and shooting, not known for cultural or intellectual pursuits except on duty, that suggests talent and merit are pretty genetically random. Elizabeth has ruled over more than twice as many Conservative as Labour years, an emblem of Britain's essential and enduring conservatism. Monarchy stands as a symbol for our increasingly rigid and socially immobile society. Where the British are born, they are more likely to stay. The rich man in his castle, the poor man at his gate. God made them high and lowly and ordered their estate, as the old hymn goes. When the Queen dies, likely within this decade, before they dash to seal our constitutional fate with an instant vivid rex for the unpopular Prince Charles, let there be time for us to question whether she should be laid to rest as Elizabeth the Last. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.